Napoleon Bamberton. Enjoy unfair fiber internet at home or at work. With Liquid Fiber, you can also get our SIM cards and chance to send fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call or visit and visit the nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's fixed. Terms and conditions apply. The Hot FM News.
Vice President Natalia Nanamango launches climate disaster preparedness program. Mobile money agent NAS for charging 500 kwacha to facilitate NRC application. And former French president found guilty of criminal conspiracy in Libya case. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Masifasi.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Vice President Mukale Nalumango has officially launched the Early Warning for All initiative in Zambia, a nationwide effort aimed at closing the early warning gap and strengthening disaster preparedness in the face of increasing climate-related risks. Mrs. Nalumango has described the launch as a turning point, adding that government can no longer afford inaction as the impacts of climate change continue to intensify. She has stressed that the initiative reflects the government's commitment to ensuring that no Zambian is left vulnerable, with a goal to have all citizens covered by effective early warning systems by 2027. And Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, National Coordinator, Norman Patupaku, has emphasized the vital role early warning systems play in reducing the impact of disasters, noting that early action can save both lives and resources. Meanwhile, United Nations Resident Coordinator, Beatrice Mutali, has described investment in early warning systems as not only a national priority, but a global imperative, calling for strong collaboration to strengthen climate resilience.
Zambia is not stranger to the impact of climate change and natural matters. Each year, communities across the country face increasing risks from floods, droughts, heat waves, and disease outbreaks. The devastating floods,
the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security, through the Department of National Registration, Passport and Citizenship, has arrested a mobile money agent for allegedly demanding 500 kwacha to assist a 22-year-old female applicant in obtaining a national registration card. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka said the arrest took place on Tuesday, 23rd September 2025, at the Lusaka Boma office, following a joint operation by senior officials from the Department of National Registration, Passport and Citizenship, and Law Enforcement Officers. Mr. Kalaluka said the suspect allegedly asked for 500 kwacha to facilitate the NRC application process, but when the female applicant said she only had 400 kwacha, he agreed to accept that amount and received the money. He said the suspect was apprehended by senior officials as he entered the Lusaka-Boma DMRPC offices to carry out the deal.
It is alleged that a verified user money agent has initially asked for 500 credit facilities. The processing of the NRC application by then the senior African holding to only have a 400 cycle. He agreed that he could pay the standard offer instead of which he received the money. However, as he proceeded to the NRC offices at the Lusaka-Boma offices, the prosecution's deal was appreciated by senior officials to the department and taken to Lusaka Central Police and assist in charge with the offense of stealing money by false pretension and is currently detained in police custody pending court appearance.
President Hakainde Hichilema has extended heartfelt congratulations to Professor Arthur Mutharika and Dr. Jane Ansah on their election as President-elect and Vice President-elect of the Republic of Malawi, respectively. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM News, President Hichilema has commended Malawi's peaceful democratic transition, describing it as a sign of political maturity and a beacon of hope for the region. The head of state has also commended the outgoing president, Dr. Lazarus Chakwera, and his administration for what he called a true demonstration of statesmanship and respect for democratic values. President Hichilema has further applauded the people of Malawi for conducting themselves peacefully during the electoral process, noting that their commitment to democracy serves as a positive example not only for the Southern African region, but for the entire continent. Renowned business leader and global strategy consultant Charity Lumpa says Zambia has suffered economic losses exceeding $13 billion in the last 3 decades due to floods, drought, and other climate-related incidents. Speaking during the opening ceremony of the 2 days Environmental Social Governance, ESG, and Sustainability Summit in Lusaka, Ms. Lumpa says that loss has affected livelihood and calling on both the government and the private sector to join hands in promoting climate resilient sustainability standards. She has noted that ESG data in Zambia is fragmented, hence a call to the summit to take action, to share knowledge and bridge the gap, and unlock green investment opportunities.
Zambia has suffered economic losses exceeding $13 billion from floods, drought, and other climate-related incidents. These figures are not yet consistent. They are reflecting disruptive migration, loss of investment, and the effectiveness of decisive action today. Environmental, social, and governance ESG is not a passing by.
Officiating at the event, Vice President Mukale Nalumongo, who was represented by the Green Economy and Environment Minister, Mike Mbosha, has called on the private sector to utilize the summit to discuss ways of reducing the country's vulnerability to the impact of climate change, which has negatively impacted agriculture and degraded the environment.
Also highly vulnerable to the impact of climate change. From the rapid rate of action affecting our agricultural system to the degradation of our ecosystem. Our commitment has been to harness these resources responsibly, embrace renewable energy, promote sustainable mining practices, and protect our diversity for future generations.
Meanwhile, EU Ambassador to Zambia, Caroline Spatriot, has announced that EU is dedicating €1 million to specific actions on business and human rights in Zambia and another €6 million project devoted to promoting accountability, access to justice, and equality for local communities in Zambia's mining areas. Government has reiterated its commitment to creating an enabling environment for agribusiness and farmers to thrive. Speaking at the Thrive